The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hi, friends.
What's up?
Not you guys.
Oh.
You listening in your car or wherever you're at. Thank you for being here.
Dang.
By the way, this is the first talkback of the day.
Dang. Who are all these people coming after the JV Show trying to call you out for having a recorded show? I'd rather take that than not hearing a JV Show at all. So you take your days. The pre-recording is fine. And all the rest of you, leave them alone.
Thank you.
Yeah,
let's take more days now.
That's a good idea.
That was obviously in reference to Monday's show.
And leave us alone. Just leave us alone.
Leave her alone.
Leave me alone.
Just lay off. Just let us take
what
a day.
What day is it? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Okay. Dude, short week, but it'll be the longest week
ever. It feels so long. I know. Yeah. That's what she said. Yesterday, we talked about the Wicked boxes. For the dolls, Mattel had printed an adult site on the back of that instead of wickedmovie.com, which is the official website of the movie. Graham, did you, I know you on the air, you had gone to wicked.com. Don't do that now unless you are 18 and up and you are into that kind of stuff.
That's, you just described, I don't know, 99% of our listeners. So go to wicked.com, please.
Did anything actually pop up? Like, did you see anything on the site, or close it out?
I didn't click through the part where I had to certify that I am an old enough of age adult, but it is an adult site.
So wicked.com is thriving after this mistake. They are seeing numbers that they haven't seen since like 2012.
Nice. Good for them.
They're thriving.
What kind of content is it? Is it like,
I haven't gone. I'm scared to go. I don't want to go. I don't want that.
You
don't want that filth on my phone.
But you have so much other filth on your phone.
But those are celebrities.
Not everything. You're looking at all sorts of stuff where people are getting decapitated and whatnot.
Like,
and
you don't want to go to arm.
I don't consider that filth. First of all, okay, watch your mouth. That's disrespectful.
You don't want to go to one adult website?
No.
On your phone? What do you think is going to happen to you?
Nothing. It's just gross.
Do it on the work computer then.
You're right. I'll do it on the work computer just to see what happens.
That's what I mean. Based on your search history on your work computer, one, shocked that you have a job, and two, you'd prefer to do that
on a
work computer rather than your phone.
I mean, what's going to happen if I do it on the work computer?
It'll get flagged with HR.
Yes.
So
you have to
do
take a training that says you don't look at that kind of stuff on your work computer.
Okay, Jess, you look it up on your phone.
Oh.
There's a reason I have my phone not linked on our, I don't use our Wi-Fi here. They're tracking everything you do.
I'm scared.
That's probably smart, but go. Hurry up.
It's loading. Enter.
Are you on our Wi-Fi?
I am on our Wi-Fi.
Then don't go.
Oh,
just do it.
I thought I was going to see just straight off the bat, like some stuff. But look, that's what it looks like. Kind of like, it looks like movie posters.
What the hell? It's like magazine covers. Kenzie loves girls
maybe
too. I don't know. I don't think you've scrolled down enough.
Once you click.
I don't think you've clicked
Kenzie
enough.
Loves
Have
girls
you guys ever
too
been to an adult website before? I'm a little confused now.
Yes, but I don't like want it on my phone. Like my kids have my phone. I don't want it to be left up and I just don't want that on my stuff.
I guess, but you're shocked that it wasn't immediately straight into a video or something.
Okay.
You know how adult sites work?
Okay,
they don't
know.
Just immediately, well, I mean, I'm sure there's some, but they don't, you
I
know.
Thought they did. I thought it was like the first thing you see.
Yeah, or don't they at least show like more? This one seems very wholesome.
Well, maybe they're trying to clean it up because
there's kids.
They're attracting
rushing.
A wider audience currently. Like, we got to appeal to all ages. So,
switch it up.
Clean it up.
All right, you guys. So, experts have revealed how many push-ups people should be able to do, and they have broken it down. The average man.
Wait, Graham, how many can you do?
No clue.
Okay.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm
Selena,
I've
how
been
many
building
can
a house
you do?
For, I've been building a house for the last 2 years. I haven't gone to the gym. Prior to that, I could do a lot.
So, I remember a long time ago, I could only do like 8.
Real okay. ones?
Those were real ones. Then the last time I was working out, I could do a lot of the girl ones with your knees down.
That's cheating.
Yeah, I could do unlimited amount of those.
Still count. Those still count.
Still count, maybe.
Those are still, like, it's a workout.
At like 4 to 1, for every 4 is worth a 1 regular push-up. Maybe even a higher number than that.
Oof.
They're a lot easier.
Yeah, they are. But for the average 25-year-old, you should be able to do around 28 push-ups. You guys are 26
this
and a half.
This is for men or?
This is for men and women. Okay. So men should be able to do 28 push-ups in one session. Women, 20.
They're saying that ladies should be able to do 20 push-ups?
25-year-old. Yep.
That seems like a big number.
I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Have you ever been able to do 20 push-ups?
Not
in
real
your life?
Ones. No.
I feel Jess, like I can push-ups get close. Can you do? Maybe like, I think I can get at least 10. Maybe.
That's not close to 20.
I haven't done
just
a
million. Just spoiler alert. Might need to help you on your math there. That's not close.
Well, I know I can do 10 for sure. I don't know after that. But I could push for 20, maybe.
I don't think 10's bad. I think that's pretty good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the number 20 is very high.
Now, it obviously does decrease as you get older. So by the time you hit 65, you're only expected to be able to do 10 at a time.
That's the
God, I have
number.
The body of a 65-year-old.
How many 65-year-old women out there? I'm not, this again, this is not sexist. Do you think how many 65-year-old women out there can do 10 push-ups?
Not
like
many.
Legit push-ups.
Not many. I feel like we're in our prime, 26 and a half, and that I could barely do 10.
Yeah.
I think we need to try
Do you
and
think
see.
We're in our prime right now? Because I don't know if we've looked in the mirror in a while.
I think we could do some improvements, but
yeah,
on paper, based on age, and
got it.
We're
yeah,
in
yeah,
our
yeah,
prime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wrote this list?
The Mayo Clinic.
Man.
Oh, see, I feel like they're very respected.
I trust them.
Yeah.
They are. How many push-ups is a 65-year-old man supposed to be able to do?
10.
Oh, that's 10.
10 at men and women.
Are both 65. Just 10?
Yep. So I'm sure
like,
there are
like, I'm thinking of my mom right now. There's no way she could do 10 push-ups. Oh, no offense. Man. You just can't.
I don't think my mom can.
See?
But I'm going to try for 20. I'm going to try for 20,
all right.
You guys.
Get the start.
Let's see it.
Start streaming. Start streaming. Let's put this on our story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our cooler knowledge, we also have some talk bags. Really quick, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Wow, really crazy story. There was a hiker who went missing over the weekend in the Santa Cruz Mountains. She was rescued. It was announced yesterday. She was rescued overnight by a dozen agencies. It's according to the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office. She was missing for nearly 12 hours, left overnight in the frigid temperatures before being found.
Whoa. Klay Thompson made his first return to Chase Center last night as a member of the Dallas Mavericks, and he was absolutely showered with love from Warriors fans, players, and staff. Klay had a really good game. He scored 22 points. He drained 6 3-pointers, but then... Steph Curry came along. He was not going to let him and his homecoming steal the show. Curry caught fire. He scored the Warriors' final 12 points of the game, including a dagger three, leading the Warriors to a 120-117 win. The Warriors are now 9-2 on the season in first place in the West.
Get those umbrellas out. Lots of Bay Area cities will get some rain today, except for San Jose. Lucky you. Highs will be in the low to mid 60s.
Wait. You said yesterday Napa was the only place getting rain today,
well,
and now it's a little more widespread.
Things have changed. Hayward, you're on the list. San Mateo, you're on
the
list.
Come on down and get some rain
today. San Francisco, you're on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is an 8. Listening gets you farther than speaking. You and a partner could really make something happen if you can avoid stupid arguments. It could even lead to a much-needed spark in the bedroom.
Ooh,
wow.
Ooh, good for you.
So just shut your stupid pie holes and stop arguing.
All right, so Jess, you, in fact, did 20 push-ups.
My arms feel like
Graham
noodles.
Doesn't consider all those push-ups. Is that video posted?
It is. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
Go check it out. You were just telling us that men and women are expected to be able to do how many push-ups?
At the age of 25 years old, men should be able to do 28 and women 20.
Good morning. This is Andre Sacramento. I disagree with that. When you get to a certain age, you should only do so many push-ups. I'm 60, 5'10", 190. Every morning, I do between 35 and 40, 7 days a week. I never miss the push-ups. I'm not an active gym rat. I don't go to the gym. I just make sure I get some type of little workout for my age, if you will. But I disagree with that.
See, okay. There we go.
Well, it's not saying you should only do this amount of push-ups.
Yeah.
It's saying
think,
that's the minimum you should
be
able
to do. I think there was a little confusion there on the talk back. Yeah, it was the minimum, not once you hit 65, you only do 10.
There's the match.
And then you stop. No. That's not what we were saying. What he said he was 65, 5'10", 190. He rattled off a bunch of numbers there real quick, but I couldn't quite. Is that what it was?
Something like that.
Or is he 6'5"? In 510 pounds, 190 years old.
I don't think it was that.
Okay, no. Well, something like that. But
let's kick off our cool or not list. We do this Wednesday mornings. We throw some things out and we ask, is that cool or not? What do you guys think about Thanksgiving versions of boo baskets? I've seen them online. People are calling them either thankful baskets or thankful for you baskets. Ooh. Cool or not?
You know what I'm going to say?
I'm going to say cool.
No, cool. Why? What's in them?
Literally anything fall, Thanksgiving related.
Can I put just a bunch of dry leaves in there that I found in the front yard?
Yeah, no. For decoration.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's like some filler for like the bottom of the basket, but it can't just be that.
I like these because of the thanking message of it. Like if you want to give it to somebody who's been doing a great job and you want to give them a little thank you, that is perfect for it.
We're doing too much.
Thank you.
We're doing too much, people.
We don't need a gift for everything.
And now if I don't get a thankful for you basket, now I'm going to be all in my feels because everyone else got one except for me.
And
now
if someone gives you a thankful for you basket, then you have to give them one back.
True.
It's going to start a never-ending cycle of you giving each other worthless gift bags, basket junk. Here's the thing. I mean, I ranted about the gift bags that were given out of my kids' soccer games at the end. You're right, Selena. We're doing too much. That doesn't need to be a gift for everything. The two things that we don't need more of in our life is more stuff. Everybody orders like 10 million things on Amazon a year. You have all this junk. All right? Yeah. Everybody's houses and lives are just filled with junk and clutter. You don't need all that stuff. And then other thing you don't need, and what's probably going to arrive in most of these baskets, and the boo baskets and stuff, is candy and sugar. You also don't, as much as I love candy and sugar, it's like the worst thing for you. You don't need that in your life either. You don't need more junk, and you don't need more candy.
It's just everything is just unnecessary. All these baskets, everything that comes in one of these baskets is so unnecessary.
But we're just
so gifts are canceled this year.
And I'm not saying gifts are canceled, but these baskets, we're going to get to a point where now everyone's expecting a boo basket and a thank you basket.
True.
And it's like, for what? We were just fine without them. Jess, are you going to ask your man or drop hints that you want a thankful basket?
No, the thankful basket, I don't really see it as like a relationship thing. I guess I see it more as an appreciation thing for anybody.
How
thankful for you in my life. I'm so thankful for my partner.
No, it seems less romantic, I guess.
Well, the boo basket seems
what's romantic about boo baskets?
Yeah, what are you getting in there?
Like, I gave one to my daughter. Cute. What's romantic about that?
Jack-o'-lantern thongs? Like, what are you getting in there?
Candy thong is Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
See?
I'm going not cool. We don't need this.
I'm going not cool.
Save your money, people. Everything's so expensive right now. Don't spend it on a thankful basket.
But there's so many cute things in store.
Then buy it for yourself.
I will. You're right.
Just do that.
Exactly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so I found this list online of the top 10 sexiest bald man. Now, this is not to be confused with People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. They have announced that person. That's going to be 7:55 this morning. This is something completely different. This is from Reboot, which is a search marketing agency. They say they've conducted scientific research and they've crunched all the numbers to like come up with this list of the 10 sexiest bald men.
Okay.
And they took into consideration their, these men's golden ratio, which is like the symmetry of their face. They took into consideration media perception, vocal attractiveness, height, and shine factor, like their celeb factor, and also the monthly search volumes for shirtless and naked images of these celebrities.
Really?
Wow, height was in there, huh?
Yeah, height was in here.
Interesting.
Smile was in here. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
Top
please.
10. We'll start with number 10, Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Which he's going to make a list like this.
I figured he's on the list, but you've really stopped to look at Vin Diesel before.
Yeah. He's an interesting looking person, but I see it. Stanley Tucci.
I love Stanley Tucci.
I don't get why he's on the list. No one is looking up like who's searching notes of him?
He's great, but he's not that attractive. Can't be that tall either. He doesn't look like a very tall guy. He didn't score well on the height scale, that one, I don't think.
So you're telling me people are looking for naked pictures of this guy?
Yes.
Wow.
Hi.
This next person, I'm not really sure to say their name. They're a French football coach, I think. Thierry Henry. Number 7, Samuel L. Jackson. These are the sexiest bald men.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not
Samuel
surprised
Jackson.
By that one.
Number 6, Danny DeVito. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Boy.
No.
Danny DeVito's the best, you guys.
But do you want to see him naked?
Kind of. Out of sheer curiosity.
Terry Crews is at number five.
Yeah.
Number four, Kelly Slater, who is a surfer. Shaq coming
in at number
three. Is Kelly
Slater bald now?
He is bald.
I guess it's been a long time since I've seen a picture of Kelly Slater.
I had to just look him up. I didn't know he had hair before.
I didn't even know who he was.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I had to look him up. But
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see that.
He's a good looking guy. Shaq's at number three. Number two, Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, Prince William.
No.
He's still holding on
to the hair.
Yeah, he's holding on to some tufts there.
Yeah.
Prince William, out of any bald person in this world?
I'd rather do Danny DeVito for sure. Really?
How about the Danny DeVito Shaq combo? Those two guys are the shortest and tallest people standing next to each other. Two very sexy bald men. Yeah.
I'm shocked that that's number one.
Yeah. I think Dwayne Johnson would top every list.
Yeah.
Not this one. Graham, what do you have?
What was the official? This was just all those factors?
It was a combination of everything. So let's say Danny DeVito didn't rank very high in height, but maybe he ranked high in other things.
Like which ones?
Maybe like media perception, or maybe he has a great smile, or just shine overall, like celebrity shine. I don't know.
Or maybe a lot of people.
They didn't break it down for each person. Those are just the things that they considered.
Oh, God.
Okay.
No. I refuse.
The methodology on this list is a little, it's just slightly questionable.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, so a pretty shocking burglary took place over the weekend. This is in South Memphis. It was actually at a church. The pastor there says when he arrived for that Sunday morning service, he realized the place had just been completely ransacked the night before. He says basically every inch of the building, the thieves had gone through and either searched for stuff or taken stuff or vandalized stuff. He said they even took the toilet.
Ew.
He walked into his office. He heard some water running, realized they had stolen the entire toilet. My question to you ladies, because you're a little more religious than I am, because I'm not at all. Does Sky Daddy frown more on when somebody is stealing from the church or from when somebody's stealing from somebody's house?
From the church.
Yeah, but why?
Just because that's like the sacred.
Yeah. That's
place.
But shouldn't Sky Daddy be looking out for the common man? Like, you know, the person, you know, that has the house, then they got all their stuff stolen.
But it's more disrespectful to him when it's his own home.
But Sky Daddy doesn't live there.
But he does.
But he doesn't. That would mean he has like 10 million different houses. He can't live in all those places.
Yeah. He has a lot of
Sky Daddy's up in the sky.
But he can also be everywhere all at once. So he's in all his houses right now.
A lot of investments.
Interesting.
He bought when the market was good.
Yeah, he bought 2008. Yeah, this pastor says he thought about canceling that morning's service, but he went ahead and did it anyways because he was not going to let these thieves win. Who steals a toilet?
That's actually really disgusting.
I feel like that's targeted. Like they're just doing that to be mean because nobody wants somebody else's toilet, even if it was close to brand new, because you know that the thing's been used at some point. And why would you want that?
I mean, but when you think about it, we've all used a used one.
Yeah, but do you want
to? I don't want to.
You know, when we use public restrooms, come on.
There are certain items you can steal and turn around and sell. What do you think the market is for a church toilet that's probably been used? I don't know.
Not great, like, unless Sky Daddy himself used it.
Oh, good point.
And, you know, they can say it's like a holy toilet.
Yeah, there's holy water in there, probably. Could perform a baptism in there.
Ew!
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We just went over a little list of the top 10 sexiest bald men. It was from like some research agency. You took, internet searches into consideration and the golden ratio, the symmetry of their face and height and media perception, all that stuff.
Good morning. This is Cindy from San Jose. You guys got me all hot and spicy this morning with those names. Anyway, I can see Dwayne Johnson, and I'm surprised that Mekhi Pfeiffer wasn't on there. He's pretty good looking. Anyway, have a good day.
You're right. I feel like there's a lot of hot guys that were left off of this list.
I think a lot.
If you're including Danny DeVito,
I know.
You just lost all credibility. Right.
There's just a couple. There are a couple names on that list that were a little questionable.
By the way, that's completely different than People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. We are going to cover that 7:55 this morning.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
What the hell is Mark Zuckerberg doing in the studio with T-Pain?
Spitting hot fire, probably.
Well, aside from that, but like, what business is he having there? He posted a picture to his Instagram story. It's him and T-Pain in the studio, and he just said, "It's happening, guys." And then T-Pain posted the same picture, and he even calls Mark Zuckerberg Z. Like, that's just his, you know, that's his bro name, Z. But, like, what are they cooking up? I can't think of anything, any good reason why Zuck would be rapping, singing. Like,
he wants to get in the rap game.
He has completely changed his life. Ever since he grew out his hair a little bit, he got a chain. Like, he's a whole different person.
Yeah. He is. He's
what is
like,
happening?
He's got suddenly some major street cred. I don't know how.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, yeah, him and T-Pain are besties now ever since T-Pain invited him to be on one of his live streams as he had a question about, like, DMs and wanted to suggest some features or whatever. Ever since then, they've been boys. Like, T-Pain gifted him a chain. Like,
is
they're
this
tight.
He's in a new era. And I'm kind of here for it.
Are you here for a rap career?
Yep. Do it. You see this? People get rich. Athletes suddenly want to become singers, and then singers want to be athletes. Yeah. And, you know, they always want to be some other. The grass is always greener when it comes to fame. Well, you're one of the world's richest guys. You want to be an MMA fighter? Sure. Build an octagon backyard. He did that. Okay, now you want to get in the studio and become one of the best rappers of all time? Sure.
Do you think going through like a midlife crisis?
Maybe. How old is he?
He's 40. I just looked it up. He's 40 years old.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that what it is? Because this is very unlike Zuck behavior.
I think that's just the results of the glow up.
But you only go through a glow up like this when you're entering a midlife crisis.
Or when you have a breakup. But he's still in a relationship.
Do you think his wife left him? Not that I know of. That would have been news.
Not after the 7-foot statue he made of her.
Maybe that was hey, I messed up. Here's a statue of you.
Maybe.
A divorce like that, a breakup like that doesn't, they're not like fighting it out on social media. We're thrown out! When there's, $100 billion on the line, things are handled just a teensy bit different. Yeah. What if? Now he's like rolling into his Pac Heights mansion, like in his Prius, just like bumping T-Pain beats.
Oh my God. And he's going to drop a diss track?
What do you think Zuckerberg drives? Do you think Zuckerberg drives? He doesn't drive himself,
no,
right?
No, he rides a bike.
A bike or a Camry.
A bike from his Pack Heights mansion down to the peninsula, down to Facebook headquarters? No.
He doesn't go in. He works from home. Works remote.
Yeah, he's not going down to the office.
I thought that was like one of the things he was known for. He was like, oh, he's there. And like, Zuckerberg, he's, you know. Can someone that works at Facebook tell us about this?
Yeah, well, hey, we're just making this up as we go.
Seriously.
Speaking of breakups, Jessica Simpson is on the verge of divorce. This has been making major headlines this week. There are a lot of rumors that she and her husband, Eric Johnson, are about to divorce. According to sources, she's already had meetings and spoken with at least two divorce lawyers in the last 2 months. Eric Johnson and Jessica, they have children together. They've been married for a long time. As for why this could be coming to an end, well, according to rumors, not that Eric cheated, but he had a little habit of being overly flirtatious, especially when he drinks. Ooh. And it also could be that drinking itself might have been a major issue because, if you recall, Jessica is now sober. Been sober for a couple years now, I think.
But we saw those videos of her a couple years ago. It didn't seem that way, but I guess we can't judge.
Well, according to her, she lives a sober lifestyle. So maybe having a partner that doesn't could have also been really hard on their marriage.
That dude used to play for the 49ers.
Really?
Yep.
Did not know that. I know he's a football player. Used to be. I didn't know where.
Yeah, he was a tight end for the 49ers.
Was he good?
He's pretty good. He didn't really play very long. I don't know.
Interesting.
But he could catch the ball for sure.
Well,
Good to know. Grant, what do you have?
I thought that was just common knowledge. Like Jessica Simpson marries some dude, right? Yeah, he's played for the Niners. All right, put 1 point up on the scoreboard for SFO in the battle of petty airport names against Oakland Airport. We talked about this a few times on the show. Oakland decided to change their name to the San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. And SFO was like, that's our territory. We are the San Francisco Airport. And Oakland's like, dude, we're just trying to do this because people don't know when they don't live here that Oakland is right here on the bay. And they're choosing to fly into SFO and not us. And we kind of, I think we sympathize with that a little bit. I get it. People that are from here, they don't really understand the geography of the Bay Area. And so right. Maybe Oakland's getting overlooked a little bit, but you can't go and call yourself the San Francisco Bay Oakland Airport. That's just confusing people more. And SFO even came with receipts. They're like, look, here are some travelers that actively brought their boarding pass to the wrong airport because they were confused by the name change. Well, yesterday, a federal judge granted San Francisco a preliminary injunction against Oakland and the Port of Oakland. They have to immediately stop inserting the name San Francisco Bay in front of the Oakland International Ooh. Airport part of it in advertising products and services.
Wow.
Oakland's already upset because they're like, hey, we already bought new signs. We're changing our signs here, guy. What are you doing? So we'll see how this plays out in court. This was just one of the lawsuits that was filed. But as of right now, it's SFO1, San Francisco Bay, Oakland International Airport, 0.
I can't believe we have airport beef. Like, it's, I know. It's so funny.
It is a little petty, but, you know.
No, but I get it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, if SFO was a person, I would be upset. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Airport beef. I'm here JV for it. Show. Me too.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. So we were just talking about Mark Zuckerberg. He's in the studio dropping bars with T-Pain. I was like, what's going on with Zuck? You know, he grew his hair out. He's got the curls. He's wearing chains. He's in the studio now. I did ask the question, is he going through a midlife crisis? Now, I know he's only 40.
He's not going through a midlife crisis. You girls would literally pay to hang out with T-Pain. He gets to do it for free, and he gets some badass necklaces. So no midlife crisis, just evolving and having fun.
How about that? Just evolving and having fun.
No.
Midlife crisis.
You can't rule it out unless you've like hung out with them personally and know what's going on, right?
And in that talkback, he says you girls would literally pay to hang out with T-Pain. Would you guys pay to hang out with T-Pain?
I would not.
Not even $20.
Someone's
like,
$20,
hey, you get
I
to go hang out with T-Pain in the studio. All you have to do is pay
$20. Oh, $20. $20.
So
sure.
You would pay to hang out with T-Pain.
I guess. But also, I'm going through a midlife crisis, so I can understand where Mark
Jess, how are you going through a midlife crisis?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know what's going on in life. I'm going to be turning 30 next year.
And we made her do some push-ups earlier, and her arms are still sore, and she's probably contemplating that. Did you pay $100 to hang out with T-Pain?
Yeah. $100 is my 100. Max. Because that'd be a cool story.
Yeah, you and T-Pain, one-on-one hangout.
Yep.
You get to spit bars with him in the studio.
Ask him anything you want.
I guess if I get a song out of it, it's featuring T-Pain. Is he going to hop on my track?
Yeah, auto-tuned the hell out of it,
of course.
Okay. Just trying to figure out where the cap is on how much you'd spend.
We were also talking about this list of the sexiest bald men. It was put together by some like research agency who says that they've searched how many times celebrities have been looked up for their nudes and sexy shirtless pictures. And they also took like the symmetry of their face, and that's called the golden ratio, and their smile and their height and all this stuff. And a lot of people have issue with the list. I mean, Danny DeVito was on it, so I don't think it was the best list of guys that they could have come up with.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, Nobody Special, aka Steve. They're talking about the list of the 10 hottest guys with shaved heads. Tell me, how the hell did Vin Diesel and Danny DeVito make the list, but not Denzel Washington? Denzel Washington and Danny DeVito are probably close in age, but Danny DeVito and Denzel Washington's not on there? Come on now. Wow.
Okay, so it was a list of the sexiest bald men. To me, that's different than somebody with a shaved head. Do you agree, or is that just me?
Is Denzel?
Oh, I thought it was the same.
I picture Denzel with hair. Is he? What's he like?
I looked him up. He has hair, and I feel like in the instances where he doesn't, it's because he shaves it off. But he's not like a bald man.
But, yeah, but Prince William was number one on the list, and he's not. He's balding.
But he has bald in him.
But doesn't
Denzel can grow a full head of hair?
But bald by choice is still a thing, right? Or no?
I mean, I guess if you're balding and you shave it, I don't know. I feel like we need someone who's going through this to explain. I always thought it was different.
According to AI's answer on Google, Denzel Washington not bald, but he has shaved his head for different roles.
See, that's what I saw. I looked at a lot of pictures of him.
So that doesn't.
But he has a full head of hair, so I don't consider him a bald man just because he shaves his head for, you know, for a couple days.
Okay,
right?
I can see that, yeah.
That's fair.
All right. Anyways, we're getting
sidetracked.
He's good looking
with no hair, though.
Yeah, he is, even with hair. Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Leave your guess on the talkback mic. Include your name and all that good stuff. First person to get it right wins Zid Chug Mug. Now, here is today's clip. Probably an unpopular opinion, especially for a woman, but I do not want a super long I just don't.
Huh. Why not?
Really?
Just, it's not for me. I don't like it.
Well, what about like medium long?
You said, I actually prefer really short.
Super long.
Oh, wow.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that just opens.
The shorter, the better.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. Well, think about what that bleeped out word could be. I don't. My head's spinning right now. I don't know what it,
I didn't
it is.
Know this about you, Selena.
Yeah. You're definitely
this is a family
going against
show.
The norm. Oh, that's
okay.
Right, people. Make sure your guesses are PG. We encourage our younger listeners to play along with this game,
yes.
too. So keep it clean. And leave us your name and your city along with that guess. You got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Probably an unpopular opinion, especially for a woman, but I do not want a super long I just don't. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some of them now. Just remember, this is a family show. Keep
right.
it clean.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jim from Cacho Valley. My guess for the bleeped out word is ponytail. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Ponytail. What was that?
Wait.
What?
I'm going to need to back that. I'm going to need to hear the end of that again because I think I heard like, I don't know what that was. Very popular guess, by the way, ponytail. A lot of people guessing
really?
That.
Really? All right, here's the end of that.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
It
like,
was like a mouth.
No, it was definitely a.
Oh.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm with you, Graham. Ponytail, good guess, not the correct one. Oh, you know what? I don't have this playing correctly. Here we go.
Morning, JV Show. I think the bleeped out word is eyelashes. And this is Yvonne from San Jose.
No, I like my lashes long.
Yeah, if you know Selena, she likes them so long and heavy that they just droop all the way down.
Can't even open my eyes.
Barely open them. That's a very popular, that's one of the most popular guesses this morning, lashes or eyelashes. Nope.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say nail. All right. Hope you have a great one.
Nail. I love my nails long. Haven't gotten them as long as I want to recently, but...
And how does that make you feel? Because I'm a more proponent of the shorter nail.
You know, it makes me really sad. You know, my nail tech ghosted me. I don't have anyone now, and so I've been doing these, like, press-ons from Walgreens.
Let's get the sad music out.
It's just not the same.
Why would your nail tech ghost you? Does she know that you're Selena from the number 4 market in the nation?
Yeah, but she, like, went back to school to further her education or something, and she doesn't do nails as much.
How selfish!
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why would you do that when you have so many ladies depending on you?
Yeah, and big-time celebrity clients.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, what am I supposed to do now? I just go to CVS and buy press-ons?
Oh, no. Does she still do other people's nails?
So embarrassing. Not that I've
seen. Just you?
Ooh. I think she goes to everyone. At least I hope so.
What if you found out she was still doing people's nails?
Oh, my God.
Like,
I would be wrecked.
Like the important clients.
I would be so heartbroken.
Wow. Listen to the struggle. And you mean to tell me that in this entire Bay Area, this great, great entire region we've got here with like 7 million people, there's not a one other person that knows how to do nails is what you're telling me.
Didn't
and
say
everyone
that.
Else that's even tried, they're trash
Didn't
at it.
Didn't say that.
That's what I'm hearing.
No, I just said I haven't found someone that I can go to
you
yet.
You said because it's so hard to find someone because they're all
say
trash
that.
At doing
no,
nails.
No, I didn't see her. Putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
That's just what I'm
I
hearing.
Just prefer
Jess,
someone.
Are you hearing the same
I
thing?
I think I'm hearing the same
that's
thing.
That's what I'm hearing because it like shouldn't be that hard. Like, this is one of the, you know, think about this region, the Bay Area.
Right. I just want someone who is close to where I live or that will come to my house. That's
it. So no one in Hayward.
All the Hayward nail techs are trying.
I haven't found anyone else in Hayward.
Right, because you've been cycling through them.
We're getting sidetracked here. We're playing What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. If and only if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed it, here's today's clip. Probably an unpopular opinion, especially for a woman, but I do not want a super long. I just don't. Yep, I want the short ones.
Really?
Tiny ones, yes.
Or the ones where
it's not even there.
Wow.
Even better. Non-existent. That'd be great.
Yeah, you're alone on that one.
So what is that bleeped out word? Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. This is John from Richmond, and I'm going to have to go on a whim and say long walk.
Long walk. That's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
You know me, I do not like to walk.
No, yeah. If it's a walk from the living room to the kitchen, that is even too far sometimes.
Too much.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ryan from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is massage. Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, I do like a long one of those.
Oh, you want an extra long massage.
I do want a long massage. Yeah, that's the only long thing I like, I think.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. I think the bleeped out word is apology. Don't drag it out. Just say you're sorry and let's move on. Bye-bye.
Interesting.
Thoughts on that, ladies?
No, I want a long apology. Tell me why you think you're wrong. When did you realize this? I need to know. I need to know for sure that it's not my influence making you apologize. I want you to apologize because you know you screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was hoping you guys would be on board with Tiffany from Clayton
because
I liked the sound of that.
Long
Just say
apology,
sorry and let's
flowers,
move forward.
Teddy yeah. bears.
Money.
Money. A bouquet of money. We're sorry.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ruben from Fairfield. I believe the bleeped out word today is earrings. Thank you. Have a good day.
Earrings.
How you feel about the long ones?
I don't mind. I like big earrings, like little earrings. I like earrings.
Okay.
I don't judge. No winner today?
Nobody got it.
All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. Probably an unpopular opinion, especially for a woman, but I do not want a super long talk. I just don't.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like to talk for a long time.
You ladies love to talk. That's
I know.
The whole thing. Let's talk.
Not me.
Well, you know what? We should talk about that.
People
Let's
love
talk.
To get on FaceTime with their girlfriends or whatever and just like talk forever. If you need something, just text me and then leave me alone.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm the opposite.
I'm busy, okay?
There were a few people this morning that said conversation. They were same meaning, wrong word. Some other notable guesses really quick. I know we're short on time. Bangs. You guys like the long bangs?
I don't mind them.
Better than the short ones.
Yeah. Quite a few people said nose. Selena?
Wow.
Shots.
Is that a nose job joke?
I think so. And you know what? It's not funny when I don't know who you are.
Shower was a very popular guest this morning. Long shower. I feel like you're a long showerer.
I'm actually a fast showerer.
Oh, okay.
Even now that it's cold, I feel like my showers have increased by like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've lingered a little bit longer.
Really?
on the cold mornings. As somebody said, periods, I didn't get that one. And tampons, I also didn't get that. Anyways, we'll do it again tomorrow. You got a shot
we'll
to win tomorrow.
Again,
Thank
tomorrow.
You, everyone that played this morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the JV Show's Yep Nope game.
Guys, I have a wild theory as to why the nail tech ghosted Selena, right? Now, Selena, you said you had the nail tech travel all over the Bay Area, right? How much was the tip, though? Was it a little 5, a little 10, a little 20, 20, 20? How much? Maybe that's the reason. I'm just saying. Have a good morning.
Sir, where are you getting your information? I did not say I made her travel anywhere. I went to her house.
Okay, well, he's just launching a theory as to why you lost your nail tech. You said ghosted you. You haven't got your nails done in a while. You said you're using sad press-ons or whatever right now. And you need a new nail tech. But you said the rest of them in the Bay Area are trash. How much were you tipping? Maybe this is why you got ghosted. What kind of tip? I have no idea. I'm a dude. I don't even know how much it costs to get your nails done. Let's start there.
I feel like I love to go like an okay tip, like $15, $20. And okay. I wasn't for, you know.
Well, how much does it cost to get your nails done? I don't know.
She would charge me like 60.
Okay.
20, I think that's a good tip.
20 on 60. I'll allow that. That seems right.
And I didn't make her travel anywhere. Like, I was going to her house. So stop it with stop with these lies, okay? Wild 3 for 9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Carrie from Hayward.
Hey, what?
What's okay. up? The stack.
Hi, Carrie. You're going to play the JV show. Hi. You're going to play the JV show's EF Nope game. Jess, what do we have on the line today?
We have a $200 gift card to
Living Spaces.
There we go, Carrie. No offense, but your house can use some sprucing up, you know?
Yeah, you need some living spaces in your life.
So here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and the prize is yours, okay?
Hey.
All right, the city of... Graham, why do you do this to me?
What?
Cusco?
Cusco.
That's what I said. Okay. Yeah. The city of Cusco is where most travelers head to before they visit Machu Picchu. What country is Cusco in?
Oh. Peru?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. I've been to Cusco before,
I
you guys.
Machu Picchu in Peru.
Yeah, it's a super high altitude city. You get real dizzy at the bars there. Real, you have like two drinks and you are housed. Question number two. A quadrilateral is a term that can be used to describe any shape with how many sides? A quadrilateral.
I teach that to my second graders. That is a four-sided shape.
Yeah. Yes, you know your stuff. Question number three, which of the Kardashian siblings is like the oldest?
The Kardashians?
The Kardashians.
Which one's like the oldest?
Yeah. What was that?
Definitely Kourtney.
Yes!
Oh my God, she's like so old.
She's so smart.
Ancient,
though.
She's like super old.
Kylie is so smart.
All right, question number four. You don't even need this one because you've already won the game. When the Titanic sank, did more passengers die? Or did more survive?
I believe more died.
Yep.
Wow. Clean sweep.
Nicely done.
And you just got yourself a $200 gift card to
Living Spaces.
You can shop the best deals of the year during the Living Spaces Black Friday event where you'll save big on designs for your home. So congrats, Carrie.
Nice, Carrie. Congratulations. We hope you have a
Thank
great
so
rest
much.
Of your day. You're very welcome. Hang on for your winning. Oh, sorry. I hate when I do that.
Just slam the phone
know,
right in their
my
face.
My bad, Carrie. All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before we get to the sexiest man alive, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's houses were robbed. So the feds are now getting involved in working with local law enforcement there in Missouri to investigate these burglaries. So Patrick's house was burglarized around midnight on October 6th, while Travis's mansion was broken into October 7th, shortly after kickoff when the Chiefs were actually playing. They were on the field playing the Saints in Monday Night Football. So we don't know what exactly, if anything, was taken from Patrick Mahomes' house. But the police report for the robbery at Travis's house says that his back door was damaged and they made off with $20,000 in cash. So the fact that the FBI is now getting involved is a pretty big deal. They think this is part of like some major crime organization that's now been crossing state lines. So because they think that because Travis and Patrick's houses weren't the only ones that were hit. Mm-hmm. We don't even know if the burglars even knew whose houses they were robbing.
Yeah, right. They knew.
They have to have.
That's the thing that's scary about in today's world. It's like they can... celebrities in days past had a little bit more anonymity. Like, it was harder to figure out who
like
lived
when they
where.
Were home and
the
stuff.
Internet's like, well, yeah, one, you can figure out where they live now a lot easier, and then figure out, yeah, when they're away or gone based on social media posts and otherwise. And all if it's an NFL player, you know, based on
That's
the
what
game
I was thinking,
schedule.
Because this report was saying that, that the robbers may not have known because other houses in the neighborhood were also hit as well. And so, like, how would they just target these football players' houses, but it's like those are the easiest ones to hit because you know when they're out of town for away games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's really scary.
I mean, everybody envies these people that are rich and famous and stuff, but you imagine if people were constantly trying to break into your house and there were security threats against your spouse, or your kids and stuff. I don't know. I'd rather be a norm.
Me too.
I'm happy with my normdom.
All right. And now the sexiest man alive.
Oh, yeah. Let me get some big, like, we need some real, like, big music to drop for this unveiling, right?
So, yes. You know, every year, People Magazine, they name someone the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
They did it again this year.
Who is it?
2024's sexiest man alive is John Krasinski.
Who?
John Krasinski.
Jim Halpert.
From The Office?
Yes, yeah. From The Office.
Jim from The Office?
Yes. Sexiest man alive.
Are we talking Jim from The Office?
Yeah.
Go check out the picture, JV Morning Show's Instagram story.
If you don't know who we're talking about, go check out. Yeah.
I know who we're talking about, but I'm confused.
He has been in A Quiet Place. He was in that Jack Ryan TV series. Obviously, The Office. Married to Emily Blunt for 14 years. And he's this year's sexiest man alive. Now, I do want talkbacks on this. Do you think this was a good fit? I haven't watched a lot of his stuff, but when I saw the picture, it was giving Paul Rudd vibes. You know when Paul Rudd was named Sexiest Man Alive? People were like, I'm just not seeing it. I'm more in that camp. John Krasinski isn't doing it for me.
Yeah, again, sexiest is the word that trips you up here. Like, I think he's a good-looking dude, and he's, you know, seems like great personality. He's funny. He's likable. If this was most likable man alive... Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Jason Bateman. John Krasinski. These guys would sweep it every
year. Sexiest? Please leave your talkbacks. Do you guys agree with this?
Yeah. See, sexiest implies to me that it's like
smoking hot.
Just want to rip his shirt off and look at his washboard abs.
This ain't that.
And it's not giving me those vibes.
No.
This guy looks like me.
But it's Jim. Wow. Okay.
I think that's a stretch because.
You don't think me and Jim look like we Jim Halpert here? Look like
we
can be brothers?
We will put a side-by-side on.
Please do. Put that on our story as well. Graham, what do you have in trending? We need a monkey update.
I have a major monkey update, you guys. Major monkey update. We talked about this last week after 43 rhesus macaque monkeys all escaped from a research facility in South Carolina. That's how you say it. I Googled it ahead of time to check the pronunciation, so don't come at me. An employee there at this facility didn't fully lock one of the enclosures. This facility breeds the monkeys for medical research. They say that residents in the area, when this first happened, should lock their doors, close their windows. But the monkeys don't pose any health risk to humans. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we've all seen how this movie starts. The facility set up a bunch of traps to catch them using bait monkeys to help call their buddies back in. Like, hey, guys, we're over here. Come back to the pen. And so far, it's been working. As of yesterday, 32 of the 43 macaques have been recaptured after they snagged two more that they said were found eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Aw, who doesn't love a PB&J?
Now, the article doesn't say where they got the sandwiches from. Did they, like, pop into somebody's house
and start making sandwiches?
And start whipping up a couple sandwiches? Or is that what they're using as bait? Also, is that what we should be feeding the monkeys? Shouldn't they have, like, a more specialized diet, like what they eat in the wild? They ain't eating PB&Js out there, I guarantee it. Well, everyone loves a PB&J.
Right.
But like,
maybe it's organic.
Yeah, but shouldn't they be eating what they eat in the wild? I guess we don't care because we're using them.
Who are we to say what they eat?
We're using them for medical tests. These monkeys are very small. They say they're about the size of a cat.
Oh, my God. I want one.
Yeah, they're real small.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted a pet.
And they're all females, apparently. So they weigh around 7 pounds. They're all females.
Oh, my God. That is so cute.
32 of the 43 have been caught. Apparently, all you have to do is put out a plate of PB&Js.
They'll come and eat them.
With a little stick holding up the basket, right? Tied to a rope. And when they go for the sandwich, they knock it over.
Yep. And then the basket falls on top of them. I've seen
booby traps.
I've seen the cartoons. Yeah. Anyways, there's your monkey update, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, I cannot believe you did not go to the Sabrina Carpenter show on
Saturday.
I'm
going to hate myself for the rest of my life for this.
You know, you should.
I know.
You should. That is Sabrina Carpenter. Please, please, please. Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for having us on. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
Did you forget your name for a second? We are covering a lot of things. We have your chance to win some crazy cash. That's on standby. We're also just talking about the sexiest man alive. People Magazine has named Jim from The Office sexiest man alive, John Krasinski. We posted him on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Make sure you follow us. Now, Graham, you said that you think he looks like you a little bit.
I didn't say, I don't.
Or like you guys could be brothers. So what'd you say?
Let me clarify. Like, to me, he's just sort of like nondescript white guy, you know? Like, we could be brothers.
Okay.
I don't think like we have similar facial features, but like, He's tall, white guy with brown hair. Like, I'm tall, white guy with brown hair.
So we posted a side-by-side.
Oh, we did?
On JV yep. Morning Show.
Let me see this.
Graham thinks he looks like the sexiest man alive. Do you see it? I voted no.
And it's at 100% no right now.
Oh, I'm voting yes for sure.
Votes are rolling in.
Here we go.
But I did want to know, how do you guys...
The pose is pretty good. The pose is pretty good there.
That is spot on. You pose just like him on the cover of People. But I did want to know, like, you, how do you feel about this year's pick, John Krasinski? Are you here for it?
Jim? Really? What's next, Dwight? Oh, man. All right, y'all. Have a good morning.
All right, one person not Dwight. Here for it.
Selena, do you understand the reference?
I know it's from the show, but no, I've never watched it.
Oh, Selena! Oh,
so good. I know. It's one of the best shows.
Okay, look.
Yeah, Dwight from The Office, if he was ever selected.
I just looked him up.
Yeah, if he was selected next, then we really know something's up with this list.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so unknown. My opinion is I do not think he is the sexiest man alive. He actually makes Graham look like the sexiest man alive.
Let me ask, did she mean to say anonymous at the start of that?
Yeah. I think that's what she said, right?
She said unknown.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she meant anonymous.
I'm just wondering. I was trying to figure out what the unknown part of that meant.
I didn't even catch that.
She's like, unknown, but...
All right, so this year's Sexiest Man Alive is so bad, it makes Graham look like the sexiest man alive. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
We'll take it.
Okay.
I just wanted to comment on the John Krasinski Sexiest Man Alive. I kind of, you know, agree a little bit, you know, with you guys about, you know, sexiest kind of refers to wanting to rip their clothes off. But I also will say there is something to be said for guys that are kind of funny and witty and just kind of have that confidence. So a little bit of nerdiness. I find that extremely sexy. So I can totally buy it. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Okay. And we'll give you that.
Yeah.
That's what they say every year, because every year people have an issue with who they pick. And they say, hey, it's a combination of all these different assets, not just looks.
But sometimes don't they just pick the world's sexiest man?
I wish that's what they used would. To do.
Didn't
I wish
they pick
they
Idris
would.
Elba one year?
It's yeah. Like,
I don't think of him as nerdy. I think of him as just the world's sexiest man
alive.
I know.
I will give it to
bring
Jim,
bring him
though.
Back.
Like, I think of his character, and I'm like, you can't hate the guy.
Wow, Jess is swooning hard.
Wow,
do you want to talk about him?
For John Krasinski?
Tell us more about all the things
funny.
You love about him.
He's really funny.
Good sense of
what
humor.
What else? Yeah. His character.
He makes you smile day to day.
Makes me smile, yeah. Makes me laugh.
Tall.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm spending hours with him because
beard,
I'm watching
Jess
the show.
Loves a beard.
I'm trying to figure out if she's describing me or Jim right now. Listen to all the things she just said. She spends a bunch of hours with him. Spends a bunch of hours with him every day. He's tall. He's funny. Makes me laugh every day.
That is you.
And
oh
I just made
God.
Her laugh right there. So
oh, no.
Take that. Enter that into
oh
evidence.
Oh, my God. Jess has a thing for you?
No.
That's the vibe
no.
I'm getting. It's no. definitely the vibe I'm getting.
Oh, my God.
No,
I don't think
not.
This is, like, allowed. I think we have to
definitely
contact HR.
Not.
Possibly restraining order.
See, Selena, see if you can see how she voted on the poll. Again, JV Morning Show, if you want to vote on the poll,
voted.
We did a side-by-side of me and John Krasinski.
Because I can go into the back end here and see who,
whoa,
voted.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
you know
this
what
is
I mean?
A fair, hey,
I can
hey,
go
hey.
Into our account and see who voted for what. So
yeah,
Graham thinks he looks like sexiest man alive.
I think she probably did.
Jess voted
I
yes.
Did.
I knew
yeah,
it.
She did.
I
oh
did
my
not.
God.
Wow. I knew it.
Sorry, Graham.
All right.
No, not for me.
We're going to put a wrap on that for now. Graham, you had something you want to talk about here?
Yeah, I want to talk about this mom. A little bit of... I want to get your guys' opinions, and obviously you listening, leave us your opinions on the talkback. This woman is facing charges after she let her then 10-year-old walk to town all by himself. Now, look, they live in a pretty rural area. She says they live about, I don't know, a mile from town. It's country back roads. She said she had to go run an errand. She looked to grab her 10-year-old son. He wasn't around. She figured he's just out playing in the woods. He maybe walked down to grandma's house down the road. That's just the way that they live. Well, when she got a call later from the sheriff saying, I picked your son up on the side of the road. He was walking to downtown all by himself. Did you know he was doing that? She said, no, I didn't know that, but I trust him. And I assume that he knows the roads well enough and makes good decisions, and he's old enough to do that. And she thought that was the end of it. Well, the sheriff showed up later that evening at their house and put her in handcuffs and arrested her. And she's now facing some charges unless she wants to comply with some sort of safety plan agreement that she needs to put in place where there's another guardian that knows this kid's whereabouts at all times. That part was a little complicated, but nonetheless, she could be facing charges. Where do you guys fall on this? A 10-year-old walking somewhere all by himself. Again, this is a small town. He's not walking down Highway 101.
I am not okay with that, but I don't think the mom should be jailed or in trouble for this because she didn't know.
But she's saying, basically standing by her actions. It's not that I didn't know I couldn't do this. It's I trust my kid. He can make good decisions 10. And he can walk.
So you guys, I'm a little helicopter parentish when it comes to this. Like, I don't even like my daughter like walking, you know, anywhere after school, like to cross the street to buy snacks. So
you're really preparing her for that real world.
Yeah, I know. Wow. But if 10 is even younger, I don't like this for my kids.
I am totally 1,000% on her side.
Oh, really?
If this was walking through the Tenderloin here in San Francisco a mile, I'd have a different opinion. But this is some rural town.
And a lot of things can happen, though, in a small town.
And that's what the sheriff said. You never know what could happen to him. Well, you never know what could happen to you on your day-to-day, real life. I don't care what age you are. Something could happen to you at any time, right? As a woman, something could happen to you. You could be, anything could happen anytime. I don't know. I think if a kid has shown you that they are mature enough to handle this, then what's the big deal?
For me, 10 doesn't feel like it's mature enough, though. I think there's still a lot of things you don't know. You could still be a little too trusting of people.
Would you let your 10-year-old walk to school? I know, Selena, you don't share that opinion, but there are 10-year-olds all over the place that can walk to school.
That's why I said no for my kids, unless they were walking with like a group of kids. But by yourself, I feel weird about that.
Because I used to walk to school.
And how about entire generations that are also older generations that are also listening to this? Like, we used to walk to school when we were 7.
Saying, that's why I get other parents' reasoning for doing that. I was never allowed to go anywhere or walk when I was younger. Maybe that's why I feel differently about this.
So do you think this woman should be facing charges?
No.
No, I don't.
But you said she's making a mistake. So what's the solution?
I don't think she should be in trouble for this because she didn't know. If it's against the law or she's going to get in trouble, I think let her off with a warning because it is the first time. I don't think she should be facing charges for this, but I would not be okay with my child at 10 walking to town.
So from now on, she's not allowed to let her kids go anywhere on their own.
I think every parent should do what they want.
It depends. Yeah,
but this is the warning, so next time she does face charges,
well,
if she lets her 10-year-old
walk somewhere.
Well, I
guess if there's like a law or something that he can't,
he just turned 11.
The kid can't.
I guess.
But there isn't a law against a kid walking. You know, it's a child.
Okay, then he should be allowed to.
Is it child endangerment? Are you putting your child in danger? That's what the sheriff is saying.
Because I was going to say I'm okay with him walking to school, but then what's the difference with him walking to school versus walking just around town? It's basically the same thing.
Right.
So I guess I'm okay with it. I don't know. As long as
he's
not too far. It's like, I think back to when I was young, I was walking to school and I felt fine.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, when we were 10, we'd be riding around bikes around the neighborhood and parents had no idea where you were. Now there's cell phones.
See, I never got to do that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are talking about a mom who was jailed and is in trouble after, where was this, Graham?
Some small town somewhere. In a very rural area.
A sheriff found her 10-year-old just like wandering the town alone. She's like, well.
He was walking to town from their house, which was about a mile. And sheriff said, not on my watch. And mom was placed in handcuffs and taken into custody.
Yeah, should she be in trouble for that?
Good morning, JV Show. About the woman who let her kid walk through to town or whatever. I personally don't agree with it. I think that that's way too young. I mean, some people live in small towns. That's how they live. The part that I don't agree with is that she openly said that she didn't know where her son was. Like, what if something happened to him? What if someone was driving through town and decided to pick him up? How do you not know where your kid is? And you're just like, oh, it's fine. Maybe he just walked somewhere.
Yeah, I guess she thought that he had gone to grandma's house or something, you know.
Yeah, she said, I thought he was just off playing in the woods. She said they live on like 16 acres or something. No, I thought he was just playing outside. Turns out he was taking a walk
to town.
I mean, we do live in a much different time in that we have this need as parents to know where our kids are at every single second of the day. It just wasn't always like that, and is that warranted? That's another discussion.
Yeah, and this sounds like a small country town. I don't imagine all those 10-year-olds walking around with the latest iPhone.
Yeah, true.
You know, like they do here.
What do they have? Androids?
Shut
up, I have an Android.
Oh.
Hey, JV Show. So, like, I think they should sue the cops instead. Like, right now I'm 14 and I do whatever I want. I hop fences, go to schools. Like, sometimes I go, like, entire blocks. And my mom's fine with it.
Good for you.
Isn't that crazy? Like, that's the definite, like, he goes entire blocks. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't want to, like, you know, back in my day, things were different, but we could be miles away from our house. Parents have no idea where we were.
Right.
Miles.
But things have gotten, I don't want to say scarier.
Have they, though?
I think so.
Maybe we just hear about them more now because of social media.
Ding, 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 ding.
And also, 14 is different than 10. A big difference, at least in
my
opinion.
It depends on maturity.
That too.
It depends on your kid.
Hi, JV Show. This is Anonymous. I listen to a lot of murder podcasts. I don't know if I could say the name of one, but specifically Crime Junkie. And a lot of kidnappings or murders in the past have happened with kids just walking to school, getting snatched when they were by themselves. So,
yeah, we do hear about that.
You hear it. Look, I'm going to be on the side of arguing that you hear about it more. Look, I love those podcasts. I listen to them all the time. And they do make you terrified because you're like, oh, my God, this is how it started. Somebody just did this. And then next thing you know, they were taken. And then this crazy case happened. And they're captivating. Those podcasts are fantastic. Get them for free in the iHeartRadio app. That's where I listen to them. Anyway, when you look at actual crime data, though, it just does not back up what this thing that we are terrified about. Yes, you hear about it more, and the backlash is going to be swift. If you were that parent, oh, my God, how did that parent let their kid walk by themselves? But the fact is, violent crime, they say, like last year is the lowest point in 50 years. Your odds of being actually kidnapped by a stranger are like, what? I think I read you're more likely to have conjoined twins than you would, you know, being kidnapped by a stranger. Levels are incredibly low. Like, murder rate is
I will admit,
way,
it's a little bit
down.
Paranoia.
It is. And look, that's fair. And as a parent, like, and if you have the ability to not be living with that paranoia, like, I understand why we want to know where our kids are at all time and protect them at all costs. Because you can do it, but
let's do one final talk back on this.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm going to be anonymous, but I do have two kids. And a couple years ago, I didn't even have a choice but to let my youngest walk home from school by themselves. We also taught a lot of awareness and safety concerns or safety rules. And so we feel very confident, especially in our neighborhood, how safe it is to let them even run to the store at this point. So I think depending on the maturity and your safety precautions you take, like location devices, I think the kids are okay.
That I agree with. Because my nephew, he is 12, and like we'll send him like around the corner to go pick up something from the store or whatever.
The liquor store, get a box of wine.
I wish. Yeah, we got to work on getting him a fake ID. If you know someone, you let me know.
That would be great.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So all morning we've been talking about John Krasinski being named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Hey guys, I'm calling on John Krasinski. I think he's one of the hottest guys around. I think you guys are stuck in seeing him in the gym role from The Office. But if you take a look at his other movies, like Jack Ryan and the other ones that he has more action and more to him, he is hot. And yeah, Graham, no, you are not his twin.
Thank you. Wait, somebody sent a picture to Jess. Like, you have to see him in this movie. What movie was that?
13 Hours. He is, like, ripped.
Well, yeah, he's taken, ever since The Office, he, like, went, like, heavy action hero in a lot of roles. And
well,
it was
they should have put that on the cover of People Magazine, not this dorky picture of him on a taxi.
I get that, but if you were an
Sorry.
Office, if you were an,
that sounded really hard.
If you were somebody who watched The Office like I did, it was hard to see him in these other roles because you're only thinking about Jim from The Office. I'm sorry, that's just the way it happens to some actors and actresses. Like, you just can only see him in that one role. I still don't, he doesn't, you know, exude sexiest man alive to me. That's just, you know, my opinion.
Right. Did you guys know that Disney has rules about spreading ashes at their parks?
They encourage it.
They no, they discourage it. Don't do that.
Dang it.
This is brought back. I know Whoopi Goldberg recently said that she had spread some ashes on, like, It's a Small World.
People do it all Disney. The time on Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. You know that water is just filled with ashes.
Employees say, like, it actually is. So this is, you know, making headlines again because Ariana Grande was on that last Culturistas podcast. We played commercials for that podcast here on Wild. And one of the things that she said on the podcast is that her mom's wishes is to, like, have her ashes spread at Disney World. And she brings it up to her and her brother Frankie all the time. Like, hey, when I go, make sure you guys spread my ashes at Disney World. So they actually have rules there at the park that strictly prohibit any cremated ashes from being spread at the park. They say it's unlawful. Anyone who attempts to do this will be escorted off of the property. On top of Disney trying to do what they can to, like, keep ashes away from their park. I guess at Disney World, they even have these personalized bricks that you can buy and you can write, like, whatever you want. Aww. You can't even put, like, in memory of. Like, they just don't want anything morbid in their park. So ashes, that's a big no-no. They say that if they see any ashes anywhere, that custodians will have to, like, first they're going to shut down the entire ride and say it's for technical difficulties. They're really in there vacuuming up ashes. They send in their custodians with these high-powered vacuums. And they're, like, vacuuming up, like, any little piles of ashes or trying to get it out of the water or whatever they can. Their code is HEPA cleanup. That's the code they use. If you ever hear that at Disney Park, there's ashes around. Well,
it's probably some, health and safety issue as well. I imagine that's part of the reason. But once they're in the water, you ain't getting them back, right?
Yeah. I don't imagine so.
They're mixed in there and gone.
But can you imagine spreading your loved one's ashes there and, like, then they end up in a vacuum somewhere?
Oh,
from an employee?
No,
like, that should be the last thing you want. So just don't do this.
Yeah, but people want that. And I bet you this happens almost daily there. I bet you it happens almost daily. There are a lot of people that want their ashes spread there. There's a lot of people that have had their ashes spread there. They got there. They made it there. They're in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't like
they
that.
Made it.
Yeah, because I'm on that ride and the water's splashing up when I go down a little drop. True. I don't want.
Yeah, some got in your mouth that one time.
Yes.
That's somebody's uncle.
Do you think that's the smell of the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Ashes,
is people talk about the smell of the water in there. It's kind of like an old wood meets chlorine kind of smell in there, but it's like major. You get one whiff
get
of that, and
vibes.
It's a major
nostalgia alert.
Yeah,
but maybe it's just all of people's loved ones just swirled together
God,
in there.
That's so disgusting.
Maybe that's what we're smelling.
Okay, but do you think if Ariana Grande does it, will she get in trouble?
Nope,
probably not,
because it's her.
You still shouldn't do it.
Yeah, don't do that.
What
please.
Do you guys want with? Wait, what do you? Where do you? Would you like? Where would you like your ashes to be spread?
I
want to
be a tree.
You do?
Plant me, yeah.
Those ones where they put you in that pod, the biodegradable pod thing in the ground, and then it turns into a tree.
Yeah,
I've seen those.
Hmm. That way, people can go hang out.
I'm here
with
for that.
Me.
Okay, please throw me in Lake Merritt with all the other dead bodies. I think.
Oh, so you don't even go to the ashes,
I mean,
just chuck the body straight in.
Well, either or, I guess. I'll just leave that
to my
family.
Most people do straight body in there. I don't think too many people do the ashes there. It's usually just full body.
I don't know why we're laughing about that. I'm sorry.
Right.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, Graham, too far.
It was just
far.
A question. Everyone's able
well,
to have
what about
their
you?
Wish. I think I've got a couple spots, this old hike by my house I grew up in.
Okay.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine's Children's Health Access to Excellence.
So Ray J just confirmed what we all knew, that celebrities are paying people off to stay silent about their association or relationship with Diddy. I told you yesterday about TMZ's new Tubi documentary, The Downfall of Diddy, Inside the Freak Off. So one of the celebs they got to talk is Ray J. And Ray J has been very vocal about, you know, everything that, you know, about withholding information that he says will come out at some point when he's ready to talk. Not that he was involved, but he does know of a lot of people who were. And he said in this clip of this interview that he knows of a lot of people that have had interactions with people and have reached out saying, look, I'm going to give you this amount of money. Just shut your mouth. Be quiet. He also said these high profile people have been calling him.
They call me. They feel like they can trust me.
Calling you for what?
Because they want to tell me about certain things that happened with them and Diddy.
Are these high-profile people calling you because they've had some
affiliation with Diddy that they don't want to come out, and they think you might be the vessel for it coming out? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I don't even know why I just said it, but I said it, so what? Now they gotta be mad.
So they're trying to like keep him quiet too?
I'd be scared if I was him.
I would too.
But yeah, I mean, I 100% believe him. You know, there's when you have this many high profile people whose names could get brought up and all this stuff, you know they're doing anything and everything to not have that come out.
And I don't know if you guys saw this. So he posted on his Instagram stories yesterday that somebody shot at him and tried to kill him.
Just tried to shoot me and tried to kill me. And you want me to apologize? You.
He didn't say who it was, what happened, why this could have happened. But remember, he does have this ongoing feud with all of Diddy's sons, and they came really close to blows. Not even that long ago outside of a Halloween party.
Whoa.
Remember that? And then Chris Brown had to intervene and get everybody to get away from each other. So was it tied to them or that? I don't know, but it's
very
possible theory. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Very crazy.
And this is why people don't speak up sometimes, because it's scary.
Exactly. This is why people stay quiet. They're afraid for their life.
I know. It's bugged me this whole time for this whole entire Diddy narrative is people going, well, why didn't they come and say something sooner? And we heard that during the Me Too movement, all these other times. You don't understand. Coming forward has incredible, you know, can be very serious implications. It could, people during the Me Too, people were worried it was going to ruin their careers and they were going to get blacklisted in Hollywood. Now people, Diddy's had a long running campaign of intimidation and fear, and people were worried about the repercussions of that because he was strong arming people for decades. It's like, you can't, that's not an argument that is valid. Why didn't they come forward sooner? That's not, throw that out the window, please.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, for the first time ever, Klay Thompson was an opponent of Steph Curry and the Warriors last night at Chase Center. Klay signed with the Mavericks this offseason, and while he was given a hero's welcome, I was curious to see if he really basked in it or if he was still kind of pissed off at the team for a contract offer that I think he felt was very insulting. Well, it looked like Klay was the happiest we have seen him probably in the last couple years.
Didn't it make you so happy to everyone with their cute little captain hats? It was so cute.
It was one of those things you watch it, like, makes your heart full and, like, you know, you saw fans in the crowd, like, getting emotional about it. But then at the same time, you're kind of like, well, why couldn't he just still be on the team? You know?
Yeah.
Why couldn't he? Draymond's out here punching teammates and he got a contract offer. I mean, that's a legitimate, I think that's what it all stems from. The Warriors gave Draymond 4 years and $100 million or whatever it was, and they offered Klay about half that. And Klay's like, wait a second. That guy, you know, gets kicked out of NBA final games, lost his championships, punches his teammates in the face, and that guy, you wouldn't.
That's what my man said. Although it's cute, you know, to see this was kind of fake of the Warriors organization.
I think...
Not of the fans.
Well, I think it's something you have to do, but I think it's all Warriors fans obviously feel the way that, you know, everybody does about Klay. He's such a likable guy. I think Klay still has a major axe to grind with Warriors ownership. He's probably cool with most of the guys on the team and Coach Kerr. I would assume those relationships are fine, but I would think with ownership, Klay is still probably pretty upset. So that's why I was curious to see, like, his reaction. But he did seem like he kind of tried to downplay it at the start. I mean, they did a video tribute for him before the game. Curry was even supposed to speak. They had like a minute and a half set aside, and Curry was supposed to actually get up and speak, but I guess Klay called him ahead of time and was like, no, we don't need to do all this, and they canceled that part of it. So I feel like he was like trying to downplay it and act like this wasn't a big deal, but then, like, you could tell even he, you know, the emotions started to creep in a bit. There was a lot of taunting going on between those guys on the court, but it did seem like it was all in good fun. Klay even did a little Steph Curry shimmy after he hit one of his threes, and Draymond did a little, there was a lot of gesturing going back and forth when these guys were hitting shots over each other, which was, again, I think all in good fun. Ultimately, though, it was Curry that spoiled the return. Curry, scored the final 12 points for Golden State, got them a 120-117 win last night. And Curry was fired up after he hit that last three, and it was kind of like, this is still my house. Even
good.
I got that vibe. I was like, whoa, all right, here we go. Yes, it is still your house.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Our cool or not list. Graham, would you like to kick it off?
I would. This is kind of an exciting one for me. So if you guys say not cool, I'm going to be mildly offended. But
okay, try us.
Cool or not, tomorrow, after our water finally gets hooked up to the new house, I'm going to officially get to take the inaugural number two key at the new house.
Ew.
That's gross.
Well, what do you think toilets and houses are for, Selena?
No, but the fact that you're looking forward to it and you have this planned out, how do you schedule it? Like, what do you, like,
well, everyone
are you
knows.
Sure it's going to happen when you're there?
True. What if you get nervous?
That's a good point. Stage fright is a real thing, and I am sort of a regimented guy. At 1 o'clock rolls around, if the plumber's not done connecting that water line, then
you just hold it until he's
I'm going to have to wait. I mean, that's one of those things. You know, when they built Chase Center, they have a day where they have hundreds of people come in and all flush the toilets all at the same time because you got to make sure.
They do?
Yeah, the stadium's got to make sure it can handle 1,000 people hitting the flush all at the same time, because in theory, that could happen.
Cool. Oh, so my God, that's true.
Got to be ready for that. Similar sort of thing at a new house. You want to make sure all the toilets are hooked up properly, and I got to check my own work because I put all the toilets and all the faucets and all the sinks and everything in myself. So there's going to be that moment where...
So you're not doing this or looking forward to it because you're gross. You just want to make sure everything's in working order.
Well, yeah.
Or is it a little bit of both?
Okay.
It's twofold. It's sort of a satisfying moment, you know, like here we are. I've been using a porta potty in the yard for the last 2 years, and here we are now. It's finally here.
Question.
So it's that, but it's also a, I got to check to make sure.
Do you even have, because you guys have not moved into this house yet, do you even have toilet paper and hand soap there on hand? Or are you just going to go without both?
That's a good
We have good hand one. Soap right now out by the one hose spigot that works. So you wash your hands with the garden hose after after things happen right now. And I assume I could take some toilet paper from the porta potty.
Okay.
I could steal some from there.
And right. How will you be preparing for this? What is the food?
What are you going to eat?
You will be having?
I'm going to order Chipotle, obviously. That new brisket burrito is pretty good. If you haven't had that, you guys.
The commercials. Oh,
I'm telling
you,
it's good. I'm telling you, it is legit. If you've been staring clear at Chipotle for a while, you know, because of the, I understand, but the new brisket is good.
Because you brought up Chase Center, can I ask a maybe stupid question?
Sure.
So I'm watching the Warriors game last night. Everyone looking so cute in their little Captain Clay hats.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of wondering, like, where does the court go?
What do you mean?
Like, we were just there for Sabrina Carpenter. There was no Warriors court there. Where does it go?
That's true.
And then how do they get it back for the game?
I would assume that they disassemble it and it comes apart in sections and then they take it off of there. Or they put another floor on top of it to protect it when people, like that one woman who went number one on the floor, that doesn't warp the wood.
But it looks like concrete. Like, I saw the pictures and the video of the...
Then my guess is they just take it...
They just move it out of the way?
Take the floor out in
every
sections and move it out.
Every single time they have events, wow. That's a lot of work.
They must get really good at it. They must have a really good system for that. Someone work at Chase Center and let us know. I'm assuming that's the thing. There are places, you know, like where the Arizona Cardinals play. Their grass grows outside, but it's a dome, and it's on big rollers, and then it rolls on, slowly rolls in, and they can play games there. And, like, ice hockey arenas, when they have a concert during the season, the ice is still down there. They don't melt it all out. And
I never thought about that.
That's so weird.
They put a floor down over the top of it.
You're telling me if I go to SAP Center tomorrow, they have the ice beneath me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty sure they just put a floor on top of that.
Is it there year-round?
I could just be totally making this up, but I'm...
You're Graham from the JV show. We believe everything you say.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain this is how they...
Okay.
I'm fairly certain this is correct.
So how does the ice not melt and then we're warm up above it?
I think because... And what I remember hearing... Now, look, again, I could be totally making this up. But where the LA Kings play, I think they used to play at Staples Center as well. Maybe they still do. It's not called Staples Center anymore. It's called Crypto or whatever. Yeah, whatever they change it to. But those seasons overlap, right? We got hockey season and basketball season going. And they used to put the court down over the ice. And so the players used to say, like, it was a little cold down there. Because they had to put the basketball court on top of
this is crazy.
The ice rink.
This is madness.
I could be totally making all this up.
Stop saying that. I believe everything you say.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. I'm just going off memory here. I'm not on Google.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.